Hi, it's Mark Westcott here, and today I'm again with Tom McVeigh from Murdoch Lawyers. Welcome, Tom. Good to see you again.
Yeah, great to see you, Mark. It has been a while.
It has. And our topic today is, or the will myth today is, I don't need to have a testamentary trust option in my will. Tom, this is a good one for you. So what are your thoughts on that off the top?
Well, importantly, Mark, I think it's important that people have a will. That's the first thing.
So absolutely.
It's great to have some form of will, but by far these days, the amount of wealth, and at the end of the day, it really only needs about $200,000 going into a beneficiary's hand to warrant a testamentary trust.
For most people, Tom, that'd be the, if nothing else, that'd be the insurance in their superannuation fund,
probably. Exactly, or half the interest in the house or yep. Whatever. So, but it's really the benefits of the testamentary trust that warrant having it in the will.
Okay. Yep. Tell me more. Because occasionally I've heard people say, why would I need a testamentary trust? There's too much complexity and so on. So,
all right. Well, so where it comes down to, there's four main areas that the benefits are. Firstly, if a beneficiary receives that $200,000 or whatever amount, and post death they have a relationship breakdown. Under a standard will, that $200,000 becomes part of the property pool and the spouse gets a share. If we, in a proper constructed testamentary trust, we can quarantine that $200,000 so it's not part of the property pool and basically protect it. So even there's probably $100,000 that's potentially saved.
Okay.
And unfortunately, there's probably, one in three, if not one in two, these days break down.
That's right. So as a parent, if you're wanting to pass wealth down through the generations, I mean, straight away that saves the wealth for the bloodline, so to speak.
Correct. Absolutely. Second area is bankruptcy. So similar concept. If someone inherits that $200,000 in their own name and they get into financial difficulty, whether that be in business or just get sued, these days you can get sued for just about anything, then again, the whole $200,000 is exposed, whereas in the testamentary trust it's available to look after them, even provide accommodation, food, education, etc. for the kids whilst they go through that bankruptcy.
Okay, and as you say, I mean, there's a million different ways for someone to be sued or to have some financial misfortune, and at least that way you've isolated a certain amount of wealth to make sure the family's going to be okay.
Absolutely, Mark. Look, we've got probably three, if not four, matters in the last 5 years where quite small amounts, $60,000 on one occasion, yep. Went through a testamentary trust, the beneficiary was bankrupt, and we were able to save that $60,000. So there was a saving, $60,000 for changing from a standard will to a testamentary trust will.
So you don't have to be a multi-millionaire to have a testamentary trust in your will?
Absolutely not. Just going on with those benefits, the third one is just the ability to control, if you like, or manage an inheritance. So particularly if you've got children who may have some sort of illness, whether that be a gambling addiction or a drug addiction, alcohol, all of those sort of afflictions, we can set up a mechanism to protect that wealth from those problems. So that ability to control post-death in those circumstances also is incorporated in testamentary trust.
Because that does happen on a probably regular basis, doesn't it? There's someone in the family that isn't as good with money or isn't as careful with money or whatever, and this way there's some sort of protection where you can provide an income stream rather than just giving someone a whole lump sum of money.
Yep, again, yep, a great benefit. And the fourth area, and I'm yet to meet anyone who's not interested in looking to save tax. Our government wisely spends our tax money. I'm sure everyone.
You sure it's wisely?
Sometimes you wonder. But if we do have young family in particular who are surviving or are involved in with the beneficiary, then we are able to, even with a $200,000 inheritance, we could save $3,000, if not $4,000 a year in tax for that beneficiary. So that's a significant tax saving.
Absolutely. Tom, why do people generally not have testamentary trusts in the will? So let's go back a step. The small percentage of people that actually have wills, why don't their solicitors or why don't they ask for testamentary trusts in their wills?
Look, I can only surmise, Mark, that they really don't understand the benefits. That would be the first thing. Probably the second thing, I wonder whether the cost of the testamentary trust, they see that as not warranted. Having said that, the cost is not substantially more than a standard will, but when you start to compare the cost to the benefit, and we've already spoken about, you know, this estate of $200,000, it could be 100% protected if there was a bankruptcy, probably 50% of it if there's a matrimonial at some stage, and $3,000 or $4,000 in tax savings per year.
So, and that's on a $200,000 estate.
So if you've per beneficiary. So if it's $1 million per beneficiary, you've got substantially more protection.
And tax savings. So, you know, the cost of, if it costs you an extra $2,000-$3,000 or something to have a testamentary trust in your will, then you'd fix that in the first year,
exactly.
In the first 5 minutes, effectively, yeah. Of the estate distribution.
And what intrigues me is that people will continue to pay probably $1,500 a year for house insurance to protect it from flooding and fires. And sadly, there's been some houses lost, of course, but the likelihood of a house being burned down is extremely unlikely.
Mortality is still at 100%.
Mortality apparently is still 100%.
Right? That's right. So, and the other thing, Tom, is you can have a testamentary trust in your will, and you don't have to use it if...
Exactly. So there is flexibility. And look, they do appear to be complex, but again, it's benefit against complexity. So there's probably hardly any wills these days we do that are just standard wills.
Is there any reason why you wouldn't have one?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. Good talking with you again.
Bye.